ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack on Israel. Considering whether and how to respond to that attack, where more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles were fired at Israel, but most never reached their targets, 99% of them intercepted with the help of the U.S. and other allies. Jury selection begins this morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned for this, the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. This is ABC News. Four people now under arrest after the disappearance of two Kansas women.
Veronica Butler was headed to Eva, Oklahoma from Hugoton, Kansas, March 30th to pick up her children. Her friend Jillian Kelly was with her, but they never made it.
Several people in this area, northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, have reached out and done everything they can to give us as many tips as they can to help us.
Hunter McKee of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says four people were arrested Saturday in connection with the women's disappearance. Yesterday, two bodies thought to be those of Butler and Kelly were discovered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Biden administration announcing nearly $6.5 billion in aid to Samsung to build a new computer chip research and manufacturing center in Texas. At the weekend box office.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
No quit in the new movie Civil War, taking the top spot with nearly $26 million in ticket sales in its opening weekend. That pushed Godzilla Kong, the new empire, to second place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Jeld-Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underlie says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get blown out in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wrapped up the regular season with an ugly loss to the Magic, 113-88. Damian Lillard was back from an adductor injury. Doc Rivers asked why he benched him in the second half.
I just didn't like how he was moving, honestly. I didn't like the way he was moving the first half. He took a bad step, and I just didn't like the way he was moving. I'm just being straight with you. I just figure if you sit him, you can't be wrong.
Up next, the Bucks will host the Pacers in a best-of-seven playoff series, Game 1 Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4 Sunday, but won the series in Baltimore. They host the Padres tonight. In golf, Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket at the Masters.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler winning by 4 strokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, Monday noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
You know we will. You know.
Gotta do it live.
That's it. Live from just off the Capitol Square. I mean, went to the farmer's market, John, over the weekend.
Did you?
Walked around there.
I did not hear about that story.
It was beautiful. Wow. It was just a perfect day, and it was a great turnout.
We got together.
Yeah.
For dinner, and you never brought up the fact that you were going or had gone?
Had gone to the farmer's market.
At that point. Okay.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. Beautiful. Perfect day. Yeah,
a lot of food. Was there a lot of stuff?
There was a lot of food, yeah.
I mean, before the growing season, so they had a lot of prepared.
Well, they
prepared food, right? Like jams and...
I didn't see any jams. I wasn't looking, but maybe there were some jams and jellies. I don't know. There were some food vendors there, so I had... I can't remember what I had.
Like a taste of Madison.
It's okay, sort of, but... Yeah. Not that many food vendors, you know.
I can't imagine that many people being there this early in the season for the farmer's market, the largest in the country.
Well, it was such a perfect day.
Yeah. Yeah, even if there's not much to buy, I'm sure there's people that just turn out to like go and walk around the square.
Absolutely. Exactly, and they're not allowed to bring their dogs.
Well, that's true. Okay.
Unless they're emotional support dogs.
Exactly.
Okay. Or pets, whatever.
I mean, can you imagine somebody just like accidentally losing their dog and it just runs wild throughout everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, so we get ready to go to this movie. Oh. We have a nice dinner over John's house. By the way, I've known you, what, 35 years? Yeah. I don't think I've ever had dinner at your house before.
That's true. Well, that's a guy thing. You know?
Yeah, it is. Well, we always did mornings wherever we worked, so why would we ever get together in the evening?
Exactly. You know,
unless
we had enough of
event.
Each other in the morning.
Yeah, it's still the case. And so as we're getting ready to go out to the movie to get in the car, your dog is your brand new puppy dog.
Yeah, our one-year-old border collie.
What's the name again? Power?
And Power has never gotten out like that before. She's really never run all out. Well, she took off out of the door.
Bolted.
And bolted right toward the car where Ann had gotten in. Now, she wanted to see Ann.
Oh, okay.
My wife. And she was in the car.
Right.
And then when Power realized that she wasn't getting out or didn't even see her, she thought, well, where can I go now?
And she took off into the neighbor's yard?
Yes, neighbor's yard, went up on their deck because their dog is up on the deck.
And
they had the dog gated off up there. So my dog and their dog could not get together, thank God.
Yeah.
And I had to grab old Power and bring her down the steps.
That was the first time that...
The very first time she got away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had some trouble. She cut you or something? Bit you? Or?
Well, she was struggling, oddly. She turns out to be a big dog now.
You were struggling.
And really scratched my back a little bit, and Ann took her and brought her into the house. But it was, it was a crazy situation. Yeah. It happened about a minute, didn't it?
It did. It was exciting, though.
Yeah. Okay. The neighbors were laughing, of course. Knowing that we have that problem, that we're not so perfect over there.
Yeah. Okay.
I know they resent us.
John, are you in a feud with your neighbors?
No. Actually, no.
Are you going to like build a moat around your house and like, yeah.
Yeah, well, no. We're friends. We're friends. We actually had a beer together at the beer garden just down the street. At the Capitol Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great place.
It was right next to a brewery.
Yeah.
How lucky can anybody get? Holy crap. Okay. All right. Let's get to solving problems that aren't really problems. They're just kind of made up problems. Trump and Mike Johnson came up with a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Right.
And they're certainly going to take care of the immigrant voting conspiracy problem that they
that they've God, made up.
This is so unbelievable. Why are we doing this?
So the birth certificate is going to be your calling card to get voting.
Right? Yes, they're solving imaginary problems. And this is my biggest complaint. You know, if they do get in power, the MAGAs will be chasing down every rabbit hole conspiracy that they come up with and creating laws and passing those laws to solve those problems of things they've just made up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
That's what they do.
And this is what they're doing now. And Mike Johnson knows this to be true. Now, here's the fact before we even get into what Mike Johnson is telling you, because it really is important to know this before. When you get a driver's license or a state ID from the DMV, you prove your citizenship via your birth certificate and your Social Security card.
Right.
That's just normal operating procedure. That's everywhere across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
No one is registered to vote at the DMV who is not a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it very, very simple. So Mike Johnson, of course, is aware of this, but he and Trump got together, and they're setting this new big standard to set up the next big lie, turning all of us into a police state. So we're going to have to deal with this new rabbit hole that they have come up with. They've created this situation. It's a problem.
Well, all right. Yeah, they've created the problem by trying to come up with something like this.
So let's get to cut 80 here. This is Mike Johnson making the big announcement.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is the House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote. It seems like common sense. I'm sure all of us would agree. We only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections.
Yeah.
But there are some Democrats who don't want to do that. We believe that one of their designs, one of the reasons for this open border, which everybody asks all around the country, why would they do this? Why would they allow all this chaos? Why the violence? Because they want to turn these people into voters.
Okay, let's just pause it right there. That's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chaos, the violence, really? Is that what we're trying to do? No, we're not trying to do that. It's not really happening. The immigrants in this country are not causing chaos at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, I mean, that's just a fabrication all by itself. And then, of course, saying that that's our plan. That's what we're trying to do, even though you can't vote unless you get a ID card of some sort where you have to show your birth certificate.
Yeah, before you get that ID, you got to show your birth certificate and your Social Security card.
So let's continue.
Yep.
Right now, the administration is encouraging illegals to go to their local welfare office to sign up for benefits.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote.
Now, they would ask you that if they knew you were a citizen. But if you're an immigrant at the welfare office, they would not let you vote. They wouldn't ask you if you wanted to vote.
Mm.
You know, they act like... Well, okay, look, it's common sense. I don't even have to explain that. Okay, let's continue with this statement.
And so what we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. They have to prove it. That will be a new
they are already
part
doing
of the federal
that.
Law and a very important one. See, our bill also will require states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too.
Okay. Now, they're not on the voter rolls because they're not voting.
Right. So, again, yeah. You know, what's the problem?
Now, I can see them bragging that they did all this, yeah. even though there wasn't anything there to do.
They didn't have to do anything.
Let's just keep. There's
boy,
one.
I feel like to be a fly on the wall for those kind of meetings between Trump and Mike Johnson.
Yeah, this is defying facts, right? They don't know anything about the voting or electoral system at all, and they're nothing. Trying to deal with the problems of it. Yeah. Let's continue.
And it will provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. Here's what you need to look for.
Okay.
When we put this bill on the floor.
Yes.
You're going to see a record vote by Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, gotcha.
You'll see that the Republicans stand for election integrity. And then we'll be able to ask this very important question. Mm-hmm. Of the Democrats, they're going to have to go on record.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Americans and Americans alone should be the ones who vote in American elections? We're about to find out their answer.
Incredible. Just so incredible. They think they've got us, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to vote against it because essentially... We would be asking for birth certificates, not just for voting, but for everything. Mm-hmm. They're going to use it at traffic stops again.
Do you have your papers?
This is our little police state that we're trying to set up initially, right away.
Right.
First thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to use voting to do it. Birth certificates. It's incredible. And they think that if they have this vote, the Democrats are going to prove once and for all they're trying to get people to immigrate into this country to vote illegally and sway elections.
Incredible.
Your head just can't wrap around this stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, here's a very quick fact check on the whole thing. Let's play Cut 81.
The House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote. It seems like common sense.
The Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 explicitly bans non-citizen voting in federal elections. Yet Trump and his allies have falsely claimed non-citizens constantly vote in elections.
There you go. That's it. It's pretty simple,
crazy
isn't it?
Stuff.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we want to mention that just coming up in a few minutes here, we're going to talk to the Madison Psychedelic Society. They have a show coming up, the Psychedelic Variety Show, this Friday at the Bartell Theater, and we'll be finding out all about that. I was watching a show last night on CBS, this Billy Joel 100th performance at Madison Square Garden. Great show. Yeah. Watching, I had it on in the background. I was turning up the music, you know, occasionally when he was playing a song that I really liked. Really, really high-end production of this show.
Yeah.
I walk out of the room for a minute. I come back, blank screen. Not sure
really?
What's apparently, and I'm just finding this out now through stories that are coming out this morning. Because I walked, and I was like, oh, I wonder if my TV went off. I hit the thing, and I thought, oh, maybe I paused it accidentally or something because it was
right.
You're not. I was a little.
You're not a tech whiz.
I'm not a tech. Not. But then it came back on, and I thought, okay. And it was really an excellent special. But apparently, when he was playing, you know, his key song, The Piano Man.
Wow.
It went out.
That's
there was some gremlin in the machine, some AI, something took over, and it went blank. It started the nightly news or something. This was while I was out of the room because I didn't see any of that part. But the rest of the show was fantastic. Really, really good. And he had Jerry Seinfeld stop by, and he had a couple of other
New
guests.
New York loves Billy Joel. Well, he is their son.
And think of it, 100 performances at Madison Square Garden in the last few years. I mean, they did them monthly there. Anyway, great show. We're going to find out about the Psychedelic Variety Show, something completely different, coming up.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufeks started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufeks charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. The Tax Man. Today's tax day.
It is.
15th of April. Get your taxes in before midnight.
The internet went out last night. We weren't able to upload it, and that's the story. Now, let's see if it's overloaded today.
All right, we'll get to that.
If it all crashes.
But right now, Brittany Merlot joins us. Good morning, Brittany, as she does every Monday morning. How are you? What's happening?
I'm fantastic. I had a beautiful weekend. No complaints, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. We,
it was wonderful.
We had complaints.
Oh, no.
We had a beautiful weekend.
It was too nice. Complaints. Yeah.
Too nice.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It felt like summer, honestly. I got the summer bug.
It did. It really
ready to open the pool up, everything. No.
Yeah.
No. What are those little flowers that bloom out in the yard? You know, those little blue and white ones?
Have you crocuses?
Seen there's a bunch of them, right?
They're crocuses. Yeah. Is that crocuses?
Really? A croc eye?
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit about botany. Okay.
Well, okay.
So, Brittany, we had this fantastic weekend. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful today. There's some sort of storm system, some big thing working its way our way. Are we going to hit that, or is that going to move south of us?
It's, something's always got to ruin our good weather.
I know. I'm sorry to bring it up. I mean, I know.
I was hoping we could avoid this whole storm. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty big low pressure system headed our way, targeting us for tomorrow. So he knows what's up.
That's exactly what I said to John. It's a big area of low pressure. Look out.
See, I knew
dun,
that.
Dun, dun.
See, he doesn't need to be a meteorologist. He's always right.
I love it. I love it. No, I'm excited though. It's going to be a big storm, heavy rainfall. We're going to hear some claps of thunder out there. It's going to be a good old spring storm. That's for sure. But winds are going to be whipping up to 40 miles per hour.
Wow.
And if you get in one of those storms, which could turn severe, there is southern half of the state. I think you are in a slight to marginal risk right now for those storms to turn severe.
Okay.
I'm thinking some big hail and some damaging winds as that thing lines up and kind of hits the state. So we could see some gusts there up to about 60 miles per hour possible. But the main event, I think, will be Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and then it'll scatter out. But we're still going to see rain anywhere from as early as tomorrow morning all the way through Thursday.
Well, how much of the state is going to get this rain? We're all going to get it. Oh, all of it. Okay.
We're all going to get
because
it.
Because it's
a severe.
We have dry conditions right now, and they're worrying about starting fires anyplace. They're warning against controlled burns, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it's pretty dry out there. We need it.
It is. We do. We need every drop of it. High fire danger for a good chunk of the state today. So grass fires are definitely likely, especially as those winds start to pick up as the storm gets closer. Not a good thing there.
No.
But last nice day, though. 60s or 70s for you guys.
It's always
the
silver
lining. We got to have the positives.
Got to have that silver lining in the weather report.
I don't know if that was positive. You said the last nice day. Okay, well.
Wow.
So much for the summer.
So when does it get really windy? When is that? When's the winds really going to kick in?
You're going to start to feel them as soon as tomorrow. So it's going to get pretty gusty out there.
All right, take a walk today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good
Sounds
enough.
Good.
And then the rest of the week after we get through the storm, you say Wednesday and Thursday could linger?
No, get the snowblowers out.
Oh, goodness. No, we are done with that, thankfully. But cooler air is spilling in behind it. So, yes, the high pressure will move in for the weekend. Ton of sunshine for next weekend. But it's going to be much, much cooler out there. Highs struggling to get to the 50s.
Ooh.
You see, John, as Brittany's explaining, as that area of low pressure wraps around itself, that brings in the cooler air from the west and northwest. Right, wouldn't you say that's true, Brittany?
Right. 100% true.
Thank you. Thank you very much for agreeing with my assessment of that.
I almost wanted to talk about isobars.
Oh,
yeah. You know what they
are. I often thought as a weather person that I should open a bar called the Isobar. I thought that would be great. Wow. Maybe you and I can work on that. You know,
let's go in on this.
Chain of isobars.
The Isobar. Let's go to the Isobar.
And every drink is some sort of weather name.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Let
me have the occluded front. What?
What's an isobar?
You got it, Brittany.
An
isobar, those are areas of same pressure, right? If you draw a map and you see these squiggly lines, those lines have the identical barometric pressure. Am I right on that, Brittany?
Yes. So if you were to, for example, look at the storm headed our way, you're going to see all these lines wrapped around. Those are the isobars of pressure.
They get
the
tighter and tighter.
The closer they are together, those
are
the bad winds.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. The barometric pressure will continue to drop, right, as this moves on through. And
Feel some aches and pains, too, anywhere you broke.
In some way, that describes a drink at your isobar.
Well, we'll make up some drink. Right. But how's the jet stream looking? Well, never. Nobody talks about the jet stream.
Nobody
talks about the jet stream anymore.
Okay.
Right. That's weather talk for a Monday morning. Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Wow.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
You have a great day.
You take care.
All right.
Brittany Merlot, our civic meteorologist. Civic media meteorologist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just combine the two words together. Meteorologist. There we go.
I like it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
So get ready for tomorrow. Man, it sounds like it's going to be super windy and rainy and stormy.
I got this little story about Eric Hovde, the Senate candidate comedian running against Tammy Baldwin.
Right.
He has this lawsuit that they had in regards to exposing some of their workers to a dangerous
chemical
situation. I'm not sure if it's I think it's a chemical. It's interesting stuff. Hovde claims to be concerned about American jobs, but we'll get into that in just a minute. But this thing is this is crazy stuff, you know. He got hit with a nearly $13,000 fine from OSHA in 2018 after multiple employees were exposed to the hazardous chemical ozone.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Two of the three employees who were exposed long-term, which can result in asthma and chronic bronchitis. Not a good thing to let these people have.
No.
And get this, Hovde Properties settled with OSHA. They were fined $13,000. They only paid $7,000. They negotiated with OSHA and got it down because, you know, people's health, not that important. I get it, you know. Hey, come on. We only affected two people. Just cut it in half, okay? Okay, all right.
So that's what the three employees got, $7,000 to split between them after they paid their lawyer's fees, which probably was half.
Who knows?
So they probably each got $1,000.
Not enough.
Bucks.
Not enough. Yeah. Ozone is kind of an interesting thing. I had an experience with it. I had a water cooler because, you know, we were worried about what was in our water at home. So we bought this water cooler, 5-gallon water cooler. And in order to clean the machine, you'd have to clean it every so often because it gets, kind of mossy or whatever it does.
Okay.
You know? And the ozone cleans it. And a lot of these coolers have this set up where it runs ozone through the machine
to sanitize
it. To clean it.
Yeah.
Sanitize it.
Wow.
So it's kind of
something new
now,
every day.
Now, if you get one of these coolers, get one with ozone cleaning because they're a bitch to clean, and you don't want to run chlorine bleach through it, and that's what you have to do in order to clean it.
Yes.
So you don't want to do any of that stuff.
My worry about that is that you'd get like a carbonated sort of thing, but instead with ozone, and you got this fizzy water that's got ozone in it.
Right. Well, it runs through, and it's not fizzy after that. But.
If you do it properly.
Yes, if you do it. It does it automatically.
Follow the instructions.
Fantastic.
Always.
So get a water cooler with ozone cleaning.
29 past the hour coming up. Oh boy, we're going to find out about the psychedelic variety show being put on by the Madison Psychedelic Society.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Garage sales, farmers markets, it looks like they all got jump-started over the weekend. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday, and that includes the Dane County Farmers Market. They're looking for a full complement of farm opportunities for you this year. Details on the way.
To help take care of your ag operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, One Tough Animal.
Jamie Bugel is the general manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, considered one of the most popular in the United States because it is entirely farmer-driven. She says those farmer vendors are going to be numerous this year and changing through the course of the season.
We have the same number of vendors that we did last year, which is around 220. But as you know, we kind of ramp up throughout the year as things come into season. And as a part of those 220, we have 16 new members. And a few of those new products that we'll see include Wisconsin-raised fish.
Jamie Bugel, she's the market manager for the Dane County Farmers Market back on the Capitol Square as of this past weekend. She says that if there's other vendors that are interested in being involved in the Dane County Farmers Market, they get put on a waiting list. She said there's been quite an improvement as far as that waiting list is concerned. Today, you'll only have to wait maybe about 2 years for a vending opportunity. She said that's quite an improvement over previous when you'd need to wait at least 10.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5.
How bad can it? Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
By the way, speaking of the Dane County Farmers Market, even if you don't plan on making a trip to Madison to enjoy that event, Jamie Bugel tells us that there's other ways to engage. Last year, volunteers put together a cookbook using recipes submitted by vendors on the Capitol Square. And also, this week, the Bravo Network and their show Top Chef Wisconsin will feature the Farmers Market as their focal point for some of their next chef-testant challenges. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Sounds like a nice thing to have at this point. John and Gordy Show, the extravaganza, the family show, really. That's what it's all about here on the program, right?
Yeah.
Right, Gordy?
It's the hullabaloo. It's the shindig.
WMDX.
From Monday morning.
92.7. Check it out or on social media as well or on the Civic Media app. Text us or just let us know what you're thinking on the phone. We haven't seen too many messages today. We hope to have more.
I think our message
on Monday. People are still sleeping.
One more.
I have a feeling the message machine was a little disconnected or something over the weekend. No,
we were figuring it out. We're working on it. Texts are working.
But everything seems to
be
working fine.
Feel free to text
in.
I know that texts are working.
Okay, the text.
Yeah, it's all working fine.
Let us know.
We want to welcome into the John and Gordy Show our friends from the Madison Psychedelic Society, Patton and Day host Jablonski. Did I get that right?
Nicely done.
Welcome both of you.
Yes.
Good to have you here this morning.
Nice to be here.
This is an area we're not real familiar with, so you're going to have to please help us understand about hallucinogens. And, you know, what exactly is going on? Now, we have a show that's going on this coming Friday. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And that's going to be people's experiences, kind of on stage, people, you know, telling their stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that go? I mean,
have you done this before?
So in November, we did a story slam, poetry slam, story slam, and we did it at the Arts and Lits Lab here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 9 folks come in, and they each just shared about various types of hallucinogenic or psychedelic substances that they had used in the past. Some had been recently, some had been decades ago. And they just shared about how those experiences had gone for them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were positive and cheerful. There were some that were more a little dramatic or, you know, for them personally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we decided we wanted to evolve that into a new event that we're hosting this Friday at the Bartell Theater. And it's a variety show. So we decided we wanted to just open it up to be a little bit more than just spoken word, poetry and storytelling if there were folks who wanted to do more.
So what kind of performers do you have lined up?
So right now I have 8 folks lined up. 3 are going to be strictly, again, kind of a storytelling. But then we've got a harsh noise music artist. They're going to be coming performing a set of music. We've got a poet who's going to be coming with some backing instruments. We've got someone who's going to be doing stand-up comedy. Somebody who will be doing a cabaret-style song, they said, in the vein of Judy Garland with some lyrics that they're writing themselves. And we've got a magic duet. There's a husband and wife couple, and they're going to be coming and doing an illusion show.
Magicians.
Yeah.
So, Day, tell us a little bit about your involvement in all of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Madison Psychedelic Society started in 2018, and I started producing it after working with a group to do a symposium here. So we meet monthly. We have an ongoing conversation about psychedelics in people's lives, in people's healthcare, about the research that's being done at the UW and other places, and then about psychedelic culture and art and how it's impacting people these days and in this part of the Renaissance.
And possibly trying to make it legal.
We are just stepping into decriminalization. Yeah, decriminalizing psychedelics has been moving through a few different cities in across the country as the kind of the medical world is trying to legalize psychedelics for psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy. There's also a vein of citizens and community members who want to decriminalize psychedelics in different municipalities. So, yeah, we've just started working into that are getting excited about it.
So it's been a long, long road since the days of Timothy Leary back in the late 60s to get to this point. How, you know, and psychedelics were, you know, huge back in the late 60s, early 70s. But then... as things crack down and that people seem to move away from psychedelics. Am I right? I mean, some of the early users found them to be too mind-blowing, frankly, to have much of a good effect, a positive effect. I'm generalizing here, but some bad trips happened and people got very paranoid about taking they didn't know.
Has it basically been vilified, over-vilified?
I think that it's been more the war on drugs than it has been individuals' experiences that have demonized psychedelics. Mm-hmm. They really got lumped in with, you know, all drugs became all drugs, right? Mm. So at the same time that we were worried about people's physical health in danger with like the opioid crisis and with the cocaine and crack epidemic, psychedelics got lumped into that. And what we know now is that all those substances interact with the body really differently and have really different impacts on people.
So how did it in recent years become, you know, more clinical and medical and, beginning to get accepted as a treatment for emotional and psychological issues? How has that happened?
There's an organization called MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, that has been doing a ton of research and lobbying to really understand psychedelics from a scientific point of view. And they're working towards an FDA approval of several psychedelic substances like psilocybin, like MDMA, which is psychedelic adjacent, and working those into psychotherapy protocols so that people can actually use them in a clinical setting. And that's definitely one route towards mainstream acceptance. Mm-hmm. But doing so much of that science has really brought it into mainstream attention and given it a lot of
marijuana has followed that same path.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Neil, let's talk a little bit more about this show and finding these people to come up and tell their stories or do a little performance. How do you audition for something like that? I mean, and how do they talk a little bit about how they came up with this and the connection with their psychedelic experiences?
Yeah, well, I would say similar to the energy of our group, we're pretty casual and laid back, so there wasn't really an audition process.
Okay.
You know, what we did is last time we had the number of folks who stepped forward ended up being about exactly what I was looking for, so I just accepted everyone, and so far that's what I've done this time. I mean, they've shared a little bit about what they're going to be talking about, but they all just seem like they're local folks and that they have had a good experience that they want to share about and that they have a talent that they want to share. Mm-hmm. So far, I've just welcomed everyone in with open arms, the first eight folks.
Thank goodness.
And I'm still willing to take a few more. I think we could take maybe up to, 11 people within our time frame. So if there is anyone else.
So they can still apply.
They can still apply this week. Yeah. Last time we had people applying the same week and we took them in. Mm-hmm. So we are really keeping our arms wide open. I mean, besides for just storytellers and poets and spoken word artists, we're looking for people who might be jugglers, mimes, clowns, magicians or illusionists, people who might do hula hooping or acrobatics or dance. I mean,
so it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, I mean, pretty wide open. Yeah. Whatever your talent is, whether it's a literary based one, a theatrical based one, a movement based one, we're willing to take on anyone as long as what you're going to be sharing is somehow representative of a past psychedelic or hallucinogenic experience.
That would be a psychedelic mime just blow my mind just a little bit.
I'd really like to see it.
Or a clown.
Yeah.
Or psychedelic clown.
We did have someone express interest in doing clown, but she's just not sure that she has the time to commit this time around. But there is a Madison Circus space, and she is a clown with that group. And she's a very colorful individual herself. But not this time around, I don't think she'll be with us.
I was going to say that, if somebody applied for this program and it was kind of a traumatic experience, and maybe you thought, no, this is a downer. I don't want this person involved. It would be very difficult to turn these people down because of their experiences and maybe their psychedelic drama. that they've created around it.
Well, the way I marketed it and the way I'm advertising it is that all experiences are valid. And we recognize that, you know, some people do have what unfortunately sometimes is called, quote unquote, a bad trip. But we don't really, I don't really believe in bad trips. I mean, there are trips that might be challenging to your development, but I think you always later have an outcome that you can learn from it. You can grow from it, you know? And so the experiences might seem tough in the moment, but later on you kind of usually look back and you might realize that there's more to it.
And Neil, if there is a performer out there, a potential performer, somebody that's interested, how do they contact you?
Absolutely. If they want to do that. This week, if there is someone listening who's still interested, just email madisonpsychedelicsociety@gmail.com. That's all one word. Again, madisonpsychedelicsociety@gmail.com.
And then, Dave, I wanted to ask you about becoming a member of the Madison Psychedelic Society. Is there a fee involved, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're open to the public. Most of our events are free. Mm-hmm. We often ask for donations just to help us with venue fees, but everyone is welcome. The easiest way to find us is either to email us at madisonpsychedelicsociety@gmail.com or to go on our meetup page. Meetup.com is a event planning and group organizing website, and our most current calendar is there. We also are on Facebook, and we have monthly meet and greet meetings that are great for people who are just starting in to come.
That's a great. So people come monthly and share some of their experiences and
absolutely, and meet the community and get to know our events. We actually have a lot of things going on in the next couple of months, and so there's a lot of ways to get involved with us. Some events that are more heartfelt and personal, some that are more social and upbeat, some that are just informational.
How can people get some hallucinogens?
I don't think we can.
Any addresses? Any websites?
It's illegal.
That's actually not our purview.
Okay.
That, unfortunately, like right now in Wisconsin, ketamine-assisted therapy is as close as we get to psychedelic-assisted therapy that's legal. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, mainly our focus is on destigmatizing and demystifying
experiences.
But
wouldn't you advise people in what is the safest method of buying a hallucinogen, or what kind of hallucinogen is the safest? They may be an introductory to an hallucinogen.
We talk about different drugs, and we talk about what they their impact on the body, their impact on the mind, and kind of their history. I can't really, in good conscience, give anybody advice or any kind of primer in doing that. Yeah. We talk a lot about harm reduction, both in terms of use, but also in terms of seeking and the kind of community that you want. Mm-hmm. And what Neil was talking about with challenging experiences, we try and hold a lot of space for people who are exploring these things and using them to explore themselves. One of the wonderful offerings that we have really regularly is an integration group where people specifically come to bring their challenging experiences and have peer support and community connection around those things.
Are there states where psychedelics are legal or some...
Some form
of psychedelics legal?
Yeah. There are municipalities and... that where it's been decriminalized.
Okay.
It's still illegal federally, but certain municipalities have decriminalized it so that it is more accessible. The most recent state to try and make that statewide was Oregon, and they're experiencing some real growing pains with that, so they've had to roll back what they're doing.
Sure.
But working with organizations like Decriminalize Nature or community groups that are working with municipalities with like common council meetings to try and decriminalize it city by city is one way of building knowledge and kind of building citywide
interesting
access.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, we're out of time for today, but Neil, tell everybody one more time about the big show coming up this Friday, right?
Yeah, this Friday, April 19th, it's going to be at the Bartell Theater. It's the Psychedelic Variety Show that is from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the Drury Stage. It's $10 a ticket. A good portion of that will come back to support our group for future events. And the entire public is welcome to come listen and watch and enjoy. And we can still take a few more performers if you have any kind of act.
Will there be psychedelic lights and music?
I do have a playlist of some songs I'm putting together, but I can't promise on the lights. That would be up to the Bartell Theater, I believe. So
you should try.
But I'll ask for something trippy if they can offer
some black lights or some strobes. I don't know. Yeah, seems like a natural.
You said you're going to have a comedian. Are there comedians in the past that you know of that did pretty good routines on psychedelic drugs.
Mm-hmm. Most recently, I think Shane Moss is a
great
comedian.
Shane Moss, he's from La Crosse, right?
He's from La Crosse. He's come here a couple of times.
Yes.
He's an excellent one. Who's the guy that has the good podcast?
Okay.
That was turned into the cartoon?
Gosh, I can't name. There's a guy who created a cartoon for Netflix called Midnight Gospel, but I can't remember his name right now.
Okay,
but that whole show is kind of based around various substances.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Well, Day, host Jablonski and Neil Patton, thank you both for coming in this morning, and good luck with the show, the Psychedelic Variety Show, this Friday at the Bartell Theater. Downtown Madison starts at 7 o'clock, goes till 9:30. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
All right, 7:49, and more of the Johnny Gordy Show for a Monday.
Take
tax day.
Of the trash next.
Okay. All right. Yeah, ticket to ride.
Listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Get big savings on vinyl plank flooring right now at Menards. Update the floors in your home with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring features an attached pad for added comfort and sound absorption. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring is perfect for active lifestyles. And right now, it's only $369 per square foot. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Price is good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
I want more coffee. I need something. Kick it in.
You can drop one of these leftovers, you know, and take a trip.
I need coffee. I need coffee.
Hey, somebody want coffee?
Yes, right in
Who
here.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
He's giving it to the Psychedelic Society. No, I need the coffee.
Who wants coffee?
Never mind.
While we're on a little trip here, we might as well have a little more of that the Trump rally stuff, you know?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, here's my idea.
Do we have to?
All right, this is
Gordy, what are you doing? You're rearranging the furniture in the middle of the show?
Well, I thought we had a few more seconds here.
Well, he's rearranging the furniture on the Titanic because we're just about to go down with Trump stuff. But here's my idea. Get this.
Okay.
If we had some kind of voice changer.
Yeah.
Do we have anything like that on the board in there? Something
Not
to
in
change
here, it? No.
No.
On the software that you have where all our drop-ins are?
No,
what do you
want
to do?
Yeah, what do you want to do? Do you want a Trump voice? Is that what you want?
No, this is exactly the opposite. Ooh. When we play these voice cuts from Trump, everybody hates Trump's voice.
Yes.
Everybody, if we could make it sound more...
You want to hear his words in a different voice.
Darth Vader-ish.
Oh.
Yeah, if we could change the... Yeah. Just change his voice and then still play these cuts without everybody, you know, tuning on and saying, oh, my God, I can't stand hearing him anymore.
Yeah.
If we could just change his voice. Now, that's just an idea. I'm throwing it out there. I'm giving it to you, Mr. Tech Guy. Gen Zers come up with all the ideas. So go ahead. You run with it.
You know, some people would want to maybe change your voice, John, for the same reasons. You get tired of ranting and raving. We could put the Darth Vader voice on you.
Oh, no. That's
you've got the machine at home. Why don't you bring it in? We'll see if we can link it in here and see what happens.
I could.
You could.
Yeah. That'd be kind of neat, wouldn't it?
Which, yeah. Sam, you can work on that too, right?
Sure.
If we could all, you know, yeah. If we could all run these drop-ins through your little device.
My little
and
device.
Change the voice.
Sure.
A little bit.
That's possible too.
Wouldn't that be great if we could just take away the inflection that Trump normally has and just turn it into a different voice?
I think a comic voice, you know, kind of a high-pitched thing. He's so he's already got a kind of
turn
a
him
weird...
into the voice of Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
jeez.
Or maybe maybe a chipmunk. We get through those cuts very quickly.
That would be great.
No, I hate the chipmunks. All right, I grew up with that. Help me, help me, please. That's how I got to where I am today.
Okay.
Listening to too much chipmunk stuff. Mm-hmm. They even had a cartoon show.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. That was great, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
We had to suffer through it. Oh, boy. It's beautiful out there today. Look at the sunshine. There goes a Badger bus, Badger coaches. Yeah,
you know, man, I'm thinking that maybe you just don't want to get to the Trump cuts that I
have
here.
Oh, okay. All right. I was hoping we could avoid it.
I put about 8 hours in editing these things
out. Okay. All right.
Getting now, what them ready to present here in the program in a professional way.
We got it. Go ahead. You have the floor and the ceiling.
I have the floor,
the walls,
ceiling, and, you know,
the carpeting. It's all yours.
All right.
Go.
Get ready to blow your mind, folks.
All right.
All right. Trump himself boasted in 1987, in his memoir, by the way, that he had mastered the art of hyperbole. People want to believe that something is the biggest and the greatest and the most spectacular. Mm. I call it truthful hyperbole.
He didn't even know what the word hyperbole meant.
He probably didn't.
Somebody had to explain it to him.
It's an innocent form of exaggeration and a very effective form of promotion.
Okay.
So now that you know that,
right,
this is how he thinks about truthful hyperbole. These statements should mean something a little more in-depth for you.
Okay.
Is that true? Is that possible?
I don't know.
All right, let's try one of them. Okay. How about cut 66? Let's go into that. This is a kind of a perfect example of hyperbolic truth.
Okay.
We will quickly rebuild the greatest economy in the history of the world like we had it just 4 years ago.
There we go. See?
All
the
right.
Greatest economy ever.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was ride the economy that Obama had given him.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. It's very simple. Take credit for it. That's how easy that is. Now,
okay, let's hear another one.
This is crazy stuff. And this is, if you want to call these people cultists, that'd be a kind way of describing them. Let's listen to cut 67.
Okay.
Biden's inflation disaster is his war on American energy, and Pennsylvania energy is our big problem.
There you go, Genocide Joe. Yeah, they're not wrong. There you go.
Wow.
All right. You can go by my outline there. I have all these cuts listed on the outline.
You have it labeled 55 through 75. You don't have labels for any of the 20 cuts that you have.
Oh, you didn't get this.
No, John.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. That's cool.
Okay. That's cool.
All right. All right. 68 is, you know, we're kind of going down the number in just
the rabbit hole. Okay.
68 is next. And this is the demented.
Okay.
Biden.
All right.
All right.
Because we're the ones who are fighting to save our democracy, and crooked Joe Biden is the demented tyrant. He's the demented tyrant who is trying to destroy our democracy.
A little projection there, right?
A little.
Just a small smidge.
Mm.
And how about the crowd cheering, "We love Trump"? Let's listen to this right here. It's cut 69 as we progress from 69, 70, and 71.
Got it, John. 72. Got it.
Got it.
And we're going communist. Don't kid yourself. We don't win this election, this country is finished.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
All right.
We love Trump.
Yeah, it's a little on the scary side. Right?
just a little.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they taking?
What are they on?
Well, how about this? Cut 70. Let's just randomly play cut 70.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor because I am being indicted for you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and as we speak, we're watching helicopter coverage of CNN as Trump arrives at his trial.
Trump's historic criminal trial.
Yeah.
Where it's actually an overhead view of his vehicle going to the trial.
Through New York City. Yeah, we got to cover every second of it, right?
This replaces the OJ video now.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, guess what? We are all out of time.
Are we really? I have so many more cuts.
Well, you know what? Save them for tomorrow.
Okay. More leftovers for later.
There you go.
All right. We want to thank our friends from the Madison Psychedelic Society for brightening our day. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good time.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump set to enter a courthouse in New York.